praise. Let's rise up as we worship him. Hallelujah.
Alpha, Omega, Adonai, we bow before thee. tonight. I'll leave the sword. The battle formation is the mystery of praise. I would have to fight. I would leave the sword. The battle formation is the mystery of praise. I would have to fight.
I would have to fight. I would leave the sword.
The battle formation,
the battle formation is the mystery of praise.
I would have to fight.
I would have to fight.
I would leave the sword.
I would leave the sword.
The battle formation.
The battle formation is the mystery of praise.
I would have to fight.
I will stand still and know the salvation of the Lord.
Salvation of the Lord. I will stand still and know the salvation of the Lord. I will stand still and know the salvation of the Lord. I will stand still and know the salvation of the Lord. I will stand still and know the salvation of the Lord.
Yes, Father. We lift up your name, singing, glorifying you. A God worthy of all praise, worship, and adoration. At the mention of your name, demonic forces not only tremble, they flee. At the mention of your name, sicknesses and diseases are evicted. Lord, O God, we come. Speak in that name that's above every other name. That name spoken that causes every knee to bow and every tongue to confess that you are sovereign, Lord, Lord of the universe. Father, we give you praise. We worship you. We thank you for the salvation that you have given to us, for the deliverance that we have, for the redemption that we enjoy. We thank you, Lord, that you are here with us. And because you are here, we have liberty. We have freedom. We, O God, are established in your goodness. Thank you, Father, that it is well with our souls. Blessed be your holy name forever. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Holy Spirit. I sing praises to your name. Praise, Lord. Receive our praise, receive our worship, receive our adoration forever. And all of God's people together in agreement said, yes and amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. You may be seated. Thank you, worship team. I'll need you at the end of the service again. We thank God for his faithfulness. Thank God for every one of you here present today in the presence of the Lord. When we take time, get ourselves dressed, and we come out to the house of the Lord, it is not to showcase ourselves. It is to glorify the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, the one who is worthy of all our worship and adoration. But that's something that we do every Sunday, and sometimes it becomes very traditional and ritualistic. The question that we must ask ourselves on a daily basis is this question: why am I a Christian? What does that mean? How am I capitalizing on this grace of being called a child of God? How am I impacting other lives because of my faith? And how much trouble am I causing the forces of darkness because I am a Christian? If we ask ourselves those questions, we become very deliberate and intentional in our walk of faith. We begin to recognize what we are about and what we are not. We know what we celebrate and what we don't. What we engage in and what we do not engage in. What is priority and what is not. What we give to and what we don't give to or give into. Because we are always cross-checking ourselves and identifying what it means for us to be called Christians or believers or anointed ones. Did you know that to be called a Christian means that you are being called one who is anointed, one who is the arm of God to bring salvation and deliverance, one who is called to serve and to help those that are in need? Those are part of what it means to be called a Christian. And we need to engage ourselves, not just on Sunday, about that, but it has to be a daily experience and a lifestyle. Do we understand? Now, in a few days from now, a portal is going to be open. And it's a portal that you must not step into or allow around you. We just did three segments. We did Rosh Hashanah, which was a portal. We did Yom Kippur, which was a portal. We did Sukkot, which was a portal. These are portals, strategic times when God comes and visits his people and does strategic things in their lives. Now there's going to be another portal open in a few days from now. It is called Halloween. That is not a God portal. It's a demonic portal. And it's symbolized with death and everything that generates fear. But the enemy tries to sweeten it up with candies. But it's all about death. That is a portal you must not celebrate. Because when you celebrate it, you're not celebrating life, you are celebrating what? Death. How many of you want death to visit you? Anybody here? Then don't celebrate it. Well, it's a fun time. Then invite the devil into your fun time. And see how long that fun time is going to last. When you've invited that into your life, and now you're struggling, death and confusion has come into your life, you start asking for prayer points. Please pray for me. Please pray for me. Pray. Pastor, what should I do? Pray some more. You invited it. Dine with it. But it's just fun. No, you opened yourself to a portal. You opened your home to a portal. You opened your business to a portal. You opened your life to a portal. Why is it called Halloween? Because the next day in the Christian tradition was a holy day. So it is a most holy day, and it is a most holy day's eve. The eve before. So the devil wants to go ahead of the blessing. So what must you do when the enemy wants to step before your blessing? You shut him down. Amen. Hallelujah. You shut the system down. Halloween should be a time of praise and worship for the church in declaring judgment on the forces of darkness. If you're going to have any candies or any enjoyment or whatever, let it be a celebration of the victory that God has already given to you. Don't even give the devil the opportunity to celebrate anything, not in your home. It's the day that you turn the tables on the enemy and say, today, it's you that is dying, and it's me collecting wealth and riches. Today, the wealth that you have vomited or that you have swallowed, you are going to vomit out. So today is a day of me receiving sweetness. Hello? Praise the Lord. I'm receiving the sweetness and the favor and the goodness of God, because everything that you have stolen, everything that you've swallowed, you are bringing it all out. Hallelujah. Just like the children of Israel took the gold and the silver and all the wealth of Egypt, today is my collection day. While the enemies, do you see what they're doing? They're going from home to home doing what? Collecting. No. Today is my day of collecting. Did you get that?
Yes.
Turn the tables around. Don't be a fool. Be wise. Let it be your day of celebration and collecting. Nobody's taking anything away from you. You are collecting wealth and riches. Praise the Lord. Glory be to God. I think I like that. Praise. You're not missing anything walking around with like scarecrow or whatever. Give me some candy. No. I'm not going there from home to home collecting candy. No, that day is the day that I collect the goodness of God in my home, the blessings of God. I have an open heaven over my life, over my ministry, over everything that concerns me, my family. It's your day of collecting blessings. Don't stay in the portal of the enemy. Stay in the portal of God's open heaven over your life. Are you ready for it? What does Deuteronomy chapter 1 and 11 say? The Lord God of your fathers make you what? 1,000 times so many more as ye are, and bless you as he hath what? Promised you. Deuteronomy chapter 1, verse 11. The 1st of November. Praise the Lord. The first of what? November. Is November the 11th month? Okay. And on that first day of that 11th month, God's blessings are coming on you. Amen. Praise the Lord. Let me jump ahead of myself and say the fruit that we are going to be eating in November is the fruit of the goodness of God. Amen. Praise the Lord. The goodness of God. So on October the 31st, begin to celebrate the eve of that amazing blessing 1,000 times more. You receive it? Then shout hallelujah unto the Lord. Amen. Well, at this time, Mama is going to come and lead us in our time of prayer and intercession. And then we're going to just get into the word of the Lord for us this morning. We will celebrate the goodness of the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Praise the Lord. Well, it's time to pray. Let's rest of you are sitting, stand up and stretch your hands this way, and let's pray for our children. Father, we thank you for all our children. Thank you, God, for all our biological children, spiritual children, partners, extended families, children standing in this altar, and those hearing the sound of my voice. From wherever nation they are, Father, remember every one of them. We thank you for giving us life. We thank you that the life we have is not owned by us, it is owned by you. So we magnify and glorify your holy name. May these children praise you all the days of their life. May they know that you are God, and may they follow your ways and always give you glory and honor. Father, we thank you that you will cause your favor and your blessing to pour upon their lives. They will excel in everything they do. The hand of the Lord will guide them. They will remain in divine health in the mighty name of Jesus. The gates of hell will not prevail against them. Whatever you have caused in their life to be made manifest shall be made manifest. Their destiny shall shine out in the name of Jesus. The powers of darkness will never have their way over their lives. Only what you have ordained for every one of them shall be made manifest. We declare this over all children, 120 plus to zero form, those in seed form, those in the womb, and those walking the earth every decade of life. This is all our portion. Somebody say, I receive the goodness of God in my life. Say big amen. Amen. Lord, we ask you now for your spirit to rest upon us. Spirit of the living God, spirit of wisdom, spirit of knowledge, spirit of understanding, spirit of counsel, spirit of might, spirit of the fear of the Lord, and all your spirit, which is your holy word. We welcome you and we receive you. Have your way in our lives, in this service, in this house, in our homes, in our city, and in our nation. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Praise the Lord. All right. Turn your Bible to Psalm 35. Psalm 35. Plead my cause, O God, with them that strive with me. Fight against them that fight against me. I mean, if you want God to fight for you, the battle belongs to him. Let him fight for you and you take the victory. Take hold of shield and buckler and stand up for mine help. Draw out also the spear and stop the way against them that persecute me. Say unto my soul, I am thy salvation. Say amen. The Lord is my salvation. Let them be confounded and put to shame that seek after my soul. Let them be turned back and brought to confusion that devise my heart. Let them be as chaff before the wind, and let the angel of the Lord chase them. Somebody shout hallelujah. Let their way be dark and slippery, and let the angel of the Lord persecute them. Somebody shout hallelujah. For without cause they have hid for me their net in a pit, which without cause have digged for my soul. Let destruction come upon him at unawares, and let his net that he had hid catch himself. Into that very destruction let him fail. Somebody shout hallelujah. And my soul shall be joyful in the Lord. It shall rejoice in his salvation. All my bones shall say, Lord, who is like unto thee, which delivereth the poor from him that is too strong for him, yea, the poor and the needy from him that spoileth him. False witnesses did rise up. They laid to my charge things that I knew not. They rewarded me evil for good, to the spoiling of my soul. But as for me, when they were sick, my clothing was sackcloth. I humbled my soul with fasting, and my prayer returned into my own bosom. I behaved myself as though he had been my friend or brother. I bowed down heavily as one that mourneth for his mother. You can't stop doing good. You need to continue doing it. That's why this scripture is here. Doesn't matter whether you get your reward back, the Lord is your reward. Say amen. God will deal with all your enemies and fight for you. Verse 15, but in my adversity they rejoiced and gathered themselves together. Yea, the abjects gathered themselves together against me, and I knew it not. They did tear me and cease not. So when anything bad happens to you, they are so happy. Where the Lord will deal with them. Say, the angel of the Lord will persecute and chase them. Verse 16, with hypocritical mockers in feast, they gnashed upon me with their teeth and backbiting, talking bad about you. Verse 17, Lord, how long will thou look on? Rescue my soul from their destructions. My darling from the lions. Hallelujah. How many of you know God is your darling? I'll give thee thanks in the great congregation. I'll praise thee among much people. Let not them that are mine enemies wrongfully rejoice over me. Neither let them wink with the eye that hate me without a cause. Verse 20, for they speak not peace, but they devise deceitfully matters against them that are quiet in the land. Yea, they opened their mouth wide against me and said, aha, aha, I had seen it. This thou hast seen, O Lord. Keep not silence, O Lord. Be not far from me. Are you saying a big amen? Amen. 23, stir up thyself and awake to my judgment, even unto my cause, my God and my Lord. Judge me, O Lord, my God, according to thy righteousness, and let them not rejoice over me. May your enemies not rejoice over you. 25, let them not say in their hearts, ah, so would we have it. Let them not say, we have swallowed him up. Your enemies will never swallow you up. They shall be swallowed up in the Red Sea. In the name of Jesus. The enemies of your family, your children, your grandchildren, your great-grandchildren, your spouse, your business, your finance, your health, they shall all be swallowed up in the mighty name of Jesus. Say a big amen. 26, let them be ashamed and brought to confusion together that rejoice at my heart. Let them be clothed with shame and dishonor and magnify themselves. That magnifies themselves against me. Shout hallelujah. Those who think they are better than you, they are greater than you, God says their reward is going to be dishonor and shame. 27, let them shout for joy and be glad that favor my righteous cause. Are there joy shouters in this house? Yea, let them say continually, let the Lord be magnified. How many times should you say it? Continually. Every day, say, God be magnified. Learn that language. Say, God be magnified. Be magnified in my life. Be magnified in my home. Be magnified in my health. Be magnified in my finance. Be magnified in my church. Be magnified in my city. Say, let them say what? Continually. Learn to magnify the Lord. Hallelujah. Let the Lord be magnified, which had pleasure in the prosperity of his servant. So you should be dancing like a wealthy person. Even when your pocket is empty, you say they are full. Say amen. Hallelujah. Lord, be magnified because you have prospered me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Verse 28, and my tongue shall speak of thy righteousness and of thy praise all day long. Shout hallelujah. Shout hallelujah. Glory be to God. Are there prosperous people in this house this morning? Would you stand with me as we continue to give thanks unto the living God? Father, we bless your holy name. Let the Lord be magnified, who take pleasure in the prosperity of his servant, who causes his angels to pursue the wicked around us. In the name of Jesus, who fights our battle for us. Father, we magnify your holy name. Be magnified, O God. Be glorified and be exalted forever and ever. Thank you for all your many blessings. Thank you, O God, that our mouth works this morning. And we can say, praise the Lord. 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 You are God who inhabit the praises of your people. We know you are here right now. Because when you hear praise, you show up. When people magnify you, you show up. When people bless your name, you show up. You are present. The Lord is at hand. And you are right here with us. Can somebody praise the Lord? Praise the Lord forevermore. Praise the Lord forevermore. Father, we glorify your holy name. You do not resist praise. You show up, for you inhabit the praise of your people. So we thank you, God, that you don't eat cow, chicken, and eggs and cakes, but you eat praise. So we give you praise. We give you praise. We thank you for our families. We thank you for our businesses, our ministries. We thank you for our lives. We thank you this morning. We woke up effortless. There was no resuscitation. We slept with ease and we wake up with ease. Father, we want to give you praise. Of our own volition, we came to magnify your holy name. We were not dragged here this morning. We came out of our own will to magnify your name. Father, we give you praise. We are a work in progress, because your miracle is working daily in our lives. We have no problem. We're just walking into your goodness. We thank you that the path of righteousness has been carved for us. We walk in that path today. We walk in that path of light. We walk in that path of your goodness. And we walk in and out, inside the Good Shepherd and outside the Good Shepherd. We find green pastures, still waters, no troubled waters around us. It is well with us and our household. It is well with everything that concerns us. We are not troubled. When trouble and storms are raging everywhere, we sleep with Jesus. You are the God who sleeps in the middle of a storm. You have a pillow. We receive that pillow of rest. And we sleep in the midst of all chaotic situation. And we declare and decree according to your word, let there be light in that situation. In the mighty name of Jesus, and every storm be still. We give you praise. We give you praise for a wonderful time in God. We come to magnify your name. Lord, may your name be glorified. We pray now for the peace of Jerusalem. Peace within her walls. Prosperity to her palaces. Father, we give you praise for the mighty works you are doing. You have remembered your people, and you continue to show yourself faithful and strong. Your covenant stands still. The covenant you have cut with your people is still being done today. Father, you have remembered your everlasting covenant that you've made with our fathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. You are being magnified even right now in the midst of the nation of Israel. All Israel shall be saved according to your word. All Israel shall be saved. Israel, your glory. Israel, the apple of your eye. Israel, carved in the palm of your hand. Israel, your firstborn. Father, you do only what you can do. Doesn't matter whatever narrative the enemy is making, you will magnify yourself. This is where you chose to manifest yourself when you came to earth. And you will come back again to the same location. Father, we bless your holy name. We pray for the peace of Jerusalem. Because there's another Jerusalem that's going to come down to rest on this one. Father, be magnified. Let your name be glorified. We pray now, O God, that the same peace and the blessing that comes through, say, out of Abraham shall all nations be blessed. That is your word. It can never be changed or altered. So we bless the nation of Israel. So let that same blessing now pour upon Canada, upon Nigeria, upon United States of America, upon Spain, upon Portugal, upon Thailand, in the mighty name of Jesus. All nations belong to you. All peoples belong to you. Remember your people, Lord. Salvation comes to your people. Savior divine, save your people. Where someone is calling upon the name of the Lord, let that one voice open the portal of heaven. Let the glory of God fall in that land. Save your people and draw your children back home to yourself. In the mighty name of Jesus, all the islands of the sea and every first nations of the earth, same is your portion. Draw them to you. You didn't call them to idolatry. You called them to serve the living God. May they serve you and worship you in spirit and in truth. Lord, we continue to cry for revival. Revive us again. Revive us again. The ancient paths that have been buried, where men and women of God served you authentically. Father, revive those wells. Revive those wells. Revive those wells. May we draw from wells of salvation. Let our land be set free from the power of darkness. The world has decided that they will go more into darkness. Let your children go more into the light. In the name of Jesus, let there be perpetual Goshen for us in the name of Jesus. Let our people survive and glorify your name. Save all our young people, all our children, all our old people. Remove foolishness and wickedness from our midst. Cleanse us with the precious blood of Jesus and cause us to walk in holiness and in righteousness. And teach us how to let go of things that are not good and choose you to renew our minds. In Jesus' mighty name, bless our time together. We open up our heart to receive your word. May your word come with healing, with power, with strength, with deliverance, with wholeness, restoration, blessings, miracles, in the mighty name of Jesus. May the bread of life satisfy us, in the name of Jesus. Bless the carrier of the word, the giver of the word, and the receiver of the word, and those who publish the word. Bless Apostle, bless me, and bless our pastoral team, and bless our staff, and everyone who serve in this house. In the mighty name of Jesus. And those who give from far away and near that pray for this ministry, Continue to bring people into this house. Fill this house with your glory. Draw the people in. And when they come with their problem, when they leave, may their problem be washed away from them. May they not continue to be in old habits, but come into the joy of the Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, we have declared and decreed so. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. God bless you. You may be seated. Pause.